We say here on the bottom of page 41, third paragraph in the bottom, for you to grasp a clear understanding of how you can actually take dominion over your results, to understand how and why thoughts and things come into your life as they do, you must go back to this basic premise which we started with in the very first lesson, where I held the glass of water and talked about the energy. We called it water, we called it steam, we called it air, ether, or gas. It was the same energy, it was just altering its level of vibration. Now we say energy is neither created nor destroyed. All science and all theology have taught us that for, let's say, for the past 6,000 years at least in recorded history. Now, everything is merely in a constant state of vibration being manifest in all varying degrees of vibration. We have the ability to alter the vibratory rate of anything. I could take and alter the vibratory rate of this lectern. Call it lucite, I could turn it into air, ether, or gas. I did that yesterday with a dollar bill. Just 1 minute it was paper, boom, the next minute it was air. I had the choice, I had the ability to do that because I'm a creative being. I do have dominion over. Well, now we know that with simple little things, let's use it for higher things. We say with free will and the other many, many mental factors we possess, in our marvelous mind, you have the co-creative ability to cause vibratory change to take place as you choose. If I'm not feeling good, negative vibration, I can switch the idea in my mind, all of a sudden I'm feeling good, positive vibration. How's that controlled? It's controlled by the various ideas that I will choose to entertain from time to time, build here and plant here. Because whatever goes in here dictates the vibration my mind body is in. And we must understand mind body are one and the same, not two, not two. Now with free will, reason is one intellectual factor, will is another intellectual factor. Reason gives us freedom, and the will gives us the ability to lock into an idea and control our vibration and stay in the vibration we must be in to attract something that's already here. It's like the way to fly the airplane was already here. We say the lack of ability to exercise this tremendous power for good is caused by ignorance. Now remember I put knowledge over here? And I said, through study, you develop understanding. Let's look at the polar opposite. Through ignorance, a person gets into a state called worry or doubt. They don't have the understanding of how to change vibration. They don't have the understanding of how to control what's going on the inside by blocking out what's going on the outside. Now, if a person is in this psychic state, that's called a mental disease, they're worried. They think they're not going to get what they need to look after what they say they have to look after. That worry, when it's impressed and changed into an emotional state, it then turns into something that's more commonly referred to as fear. That fear energy has to be expressed through the only instrument it can be expressed through, the physical body. Instantly and automatically, the body moves into a vibration more commonly known as anxiety. Now, the anxiety we usually treat with Valium. However, we have not looked after the cause, we're treating the effect. And the anxiety, of course, moves into disease, which moves into decay. It's like St. Clair Lewis one time said, we don't die, we kill ourselves. What's the polar opposite to this? Well, with an understanding of this, of this law, of this expectant concept that we've discussed, with what John's going to tie in here now to our goals, you never have to worry about whether you're going to reach your goal. Through the repetition of hearing and studying and watching and learning this information, you'll never fear whether you're going to get there. Because you see, understanding gives us the ability, if we cannot see the positive circumstance on the outside, we can build it on the inside. That's why Napoleon said, circumstance, hell, I make them. George Bernard Shaw said, people are always blaming circumstance for what they are. He said, I don't believe in circumstance. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up, look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find them, they make them. They have the understanding they can do that. And through doing that and getting emotionally involved, they then set up an emotional state that's quite opposite to fear. It's called faith. The faith must manifest on the physical plane as health or well-being. Now, this could be in our social life, could be a healthy body, healthy bank account, healthy business, name it and claim it. So you can see, it really makes a lot of sense to know how to take control of this. We say, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be light. You'll never force light. Light is consciousness. Force negates. Force only works in the physical plane of life, on the mental plane.